With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Many people manage to get into our national forests to take in nature now and again, but fewer regularly go into New Mexico's wilderness areas that are far more pristine. And as Will Ribbons of the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance explains, rules there are very different, according to America's Wilderness Act of 1964.
Designated wilderness land, you know, has a lot more regulations and things going on, you know, created by the mind of Aldo Leopold, who, you know, actually went down to the Gila National Forest and kind of had this idea that with growing mechanization, we're losing some of our last truly wild areas. So they designated these areas to be primitive and, you know, back to your roots. You know, you're not allowed to have any sort of mechanized machinery. You can't drive. You can't use chainsaws, you know, which is very different from the normal Forest Service land or normal BLM land or normal Park Service land.
Ribbons manages the Wilderness Stewardship Program at New Mexico Wilderness Alliance, and he has years of experience walking wilderness trails and gathering data for the U.S. Forest Service himself. For 3 years, the government agency and the nonprofit have collaborated on a program to maintain wilderness areas encompassed by New Mexico's Lincoln, Carson, Cibola, and Santa Fe National Forests.
Wilderness is very special, and it's basically just for primitive travel, and it actually says in the Wilderness Act, you know, a place where humans don't really remain at the end of the day. It's a truly natural area. So that's really what we're doing, is we're educating people about what, you know, wilderness is, designated wilderness is, and kind of how it should be managed.
The New Mexico Wilderness Alliance recruits volunteers who carry out wilderness projects like placing trail signs and gathering data on species. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.